This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
What do you do when people think there's more than one gender? Well, they're taking this next level, folks. They've already written all of their scientific journals about, you know, 79 genders or whatever the heck it is. But it's funny because it's obviously ridiculous, okay? It goes against science and biology. It's stupid. It's insane. You have every right to be insane. But, you know, you mostly leave the insanity out of our system. And so, you know, you go to file for a driver's license or for insurance or, you know, you got to fly. You select male or female because you either have a penis or a vagina. Okay? I mean, you know, it's biology, but not to the left. There is no science or biology to the left. And so now the fact that you can only select male or female on, you know, these forms or whatever, this bigotry has got to end. And now in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio, this is the mayor that had the gentleman caught with so much child porn, folks, it would make your head spin. This is like the next John Podesta of the Democrat Party. He was an up-and-comer. Got caught with just so much child porn. It was unbelievable. And this was a guy right under Mayor Bill de Blasio. Somehow he got reelected after having a pedophile on his team. Regardless, Bill de Blasio said on Tuesday, they're going to add a new, they just signed a new bill adding a third gender to birth certificates, gender X. I guess that encompasses all the genders then, all 109 of them. So now gender X, so that'll be now on everything you fill out, gender X. Welcome to America, land of fruits and nuts, and gender X's. What is a gender X? Well, nobody knows. It's just to appease the mentally deranged. But let's go to this clip. This is actually kind of an interesting one. Trans diva says quantum physics helped her him or X discover the queer identity.
My name is Amru Al-Qadi, or Glamru, and I have an identity that you might categorize as intersectional.
Intersectional.
I'm British Iraqi, gay, non-binary, and also identify as Muslim. And reading about quantum physics has really helped me understand my queer identity.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Look at that. That's the quantum physics right there.
Quantum physics is a beautiful, strange, and glorious sect of physics that looks at the subatomic particles that govern our world. So inside the neutrons, electrons, and the protons, and looking at the quarks, leptons, bosons.
This is somehow trying to legitimize
classical Newtonian
whatever this
physics is obsessed with the universal formula that govern our reality. It's so fixed on resolute answers.
It's called science.
Quantum physics reveals, yeah, that there is no fixed reality, and it's full of beautiful contradictions.
Huh.
We can now observe that the same subatomic particle can be in many places at the same time. So if we fire an electron through a wall with two holes, for instance, we should be able to see that it goes through one or the other. But on a quantum level...
This is from the BBC, by the way.
We've seen that the same particle is actually going through both holes at the same time.
Yeah, everything's vibrating. Everything's a frequency. Nothing's a solid state.
All at the same time. What's so remarkable about quantum physics is the fact that what's happening on a subatomic level contradicts what we're actually seeing happening.
This is in the BBC.
It shows
I just think it's funny. I mean, I don't know. This individual is probably a perfectly fine gentleman or whatever it is.
Belies what we're
quantum being
observing.
What is the point of this? Is it to like
what queer theory is to heteronormativity, i.e.
heteronormativity,
normative constructs of society, male, female, gender, of race, categorizing everything in a kind of
neat
way.
All right, that's good. That's good. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's all quantum physics now. I must have missed it. It's quantum physics. According to quantum physics, well, heck, I'm a triceratops. I'm a Triceratops, and a Tyrannosaurus Rex, and a Muslim one at that. So Paul Joseph Watson is going to break it all down on the other side.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
You're live. This is part of the Alex Jones Show. Huge raft of news coming up. Obviously, the resignation of Nikki Haley. A lot of Trump supporters disappointed about that. A lot of people speculating who the new UN ambassador is going to be. Why everyone's disappointed about it, God only knows, because she was basically a swamp creature, a member of the establishment, a neocon, who supported some of the very foreign policy decisions that Trump ran against, that Trump voters voted for Trump in order to cease, in order to stop. So we'll get into that a little bit. Also talk about the hotel in Toronto that decided to accept refugees. Oh my word. Boy, is this a horror story. And it's obviously symptomatic of a wider phenomenon. If you accept, I think it's 61% occupancy in this one Toronto hotel is taken up by refugees. They didn't bother to tell the paying guests, by the way, which led to some very fruity, acrimonious reviews on TripAdvisor. TripAdvisor responded by suspending the ability of people to post new reviews on that particular hotel. But again, it's symptomatic of the wider phenomenon. If you have these problems with inviting a few hundred refugees, they call them refugees, they're economic migrants, obviously, into a hotel, what's going to happen when you invite hundreds of millions of them into a continent? And isn't it interesting how I presume that many of the leftists who stayed in Toronto over the past few months at this very hotel left scathing reviews of that hotel on TripAdvisor. How many of those same people want to have completely open borders? There's quite the inconsistency there, isn't there? So we'll get into that. We'll also get into Hillary Clinton talking about civility once again. And in fact, I tweeted out this earlier. This is from a Breitbart article called Rap Sheet, which has been updated today. It's updated every day. 583, that's the current number, acts of media-approved violence and harassment against Trump supporters. Because we still have this narrative every single day from the mainstream media that Trump is causing division, when in reality, the vast majority of violent attacks, the vast majority of doxing incidents, the vast majority of harassment is not being meted out by Trump supporters because of Trump's rhetoric. It's being meted out by far-left agitators. Now, there are up to 583 acts of harassment and violence against Trump supporters. Just in the last week alone, I tweeted this out, just since October 1st, just look at this rap sheet. October 1st, Senator Mitch McConnell badgered at airport by anti-Kavanaugh activists. October 1st, same day. Vandals hit Illinois GOP headquarters with rape graffiti. October 2nd, leftist protester kicks pro-life woman. You've probably seen the video by now. Thankfully, he ended up getting arrested, getting fired, and being turned into an internet meme until kingdom come. Also October 2nd, GOP Congressman Andy Harris assaulted by protesters. October 2nd, two hospitalized after exposure to powdery substance at Ted Cruz's Houston campaign office. October 3rd,
Ryerson and threatening letter sent to Trump. October 6th, Senator Collins flooded with abusive tweets threatening death and violence. October 7th, Senator Cory Gardner claims wife received a beheading video over the Kavanaugh vote. October 8th, Rand Paul's wife says, I sleep with a loaded gun thanks to leftist threats. Because they're very tolerant, open-minded people. October 8th, Antifa takes over Portland, harasses old man for disobeying. We're going to get more into that. Of course, that went completely viral yesterday. I think it's still up on the Drudge Report as of a couple of hours ago, our story about that. And now the media is saying, basically, that this old man who was literally chased by a baying mob down the street deserved it because he, quote, plowed through protesters in his vehicle, even though, as the footage clearly shows, no such thing whatsoever happened, but the media's already lying about it and saying, basically, he deserved it. That was another incident. October 8th, leftist teacher tweets, so who's going to take one for the team and kill Kavanaugh? And we've got more examples of it. Infowars.com. Rosemount educator on leave after tweeting, kill Kavanaugh. A Rosemount special education teacher, so special, has been placed on paid administrative leave after posting a tweet Saturday that appeared to call for the killing of new U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. She tweeted, quote, so who's going to take one for the team and kill Kavanaugh? And these are the people who just get caught. You could literally Google riot Kavanaugh or kill Kavanaugh or assassinate Kavanaugh or search it on Twitter, I mean. On Saturday, on Sunday, on Monday, hundreds and hundreds of tweets. Now, I've found another one. I've found an entire account. And if you go on my Twitter account, you'll see that Chicks on the Right tweeted this out. It's probably about 10 tweets down if you want to scroll down on my Twitter account. Chicks on the Right tweeted this out in reference to this individual on Twitter who calls himself Thomas L. McCurdy, claims to be a retired real estate and financial services mining and manufacturing manager. Literally every other tweet is him threatening violence, talking about how he used to be a sniper. Here's what he said. Here's his second tweet, second most recent tweet. Quote, I'm very hopeful for another Republican baseball practice. That is obviously related to the attempted massacre of Steve Scalise, another Republican congressman, which happened just over a year ago. And he basically talks about October 7th, he tweeted, hire assassins. Hire assassins. You can scroll down further. He says, quote, it's time for the big guns to come out, pass the ammo. And it just gets weirder and weirder. I mean, in one of these tweets, he's talking about how he used to be a... Listen to this. This is on Twitter right now. It's been on Twitter for over a week. Oh, but Alex Jones got permanently banned for being mean to a CNN reporter. Meanwhile, this guy, and people have drawn attention to this for the past few days. It's not as if this just happened. His account's still perfectly active. He says, quote, on October 3rd, I had orders to the United States Navy SEALs. I was destined to be a sniper assassin. I chose to refuse those orders and became a civilian, a choice I've regretted for 40 years. Bear in mind, this is a guy who's calling for massacres of Republicans and then bragging about how he used to be a sniper or was destined to become a sniper and regrets that he didn't become one. He says, quote, I was going to be paid to kill people. There's more. In one of these tweets, he openly calls for assassinating Kavanaugh. I mean, I could go on forever with this. Nothing whatsoever has happened to this account. Thomas L. McCurdy. Now, I'm not... Obviously, the vast majority of these kind of tweets, like the one I just drew attention to, the Rosemount teacher, they're just idiots on Twitter who aren't aware of the fact that you can't make death threats against people. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to act on it. This guy... This is one of those things where you think, well, maybe the Secret Service should take a serious look at this. Because he's talking about wanting to be a sniper, and he's also encouraging new Republican baseball practice massacres. And this kind of filth is on Twitter, and it has been for a week. Oh, but it's Donald Trump causing the division. BS. There was another one, which I tweeted out yesterday. You remember the limo crash on, I think it was Sunday afternoon, killed 20 people. Absolutely tragic. A wedding party in Albany, New York. Somebody responded to a CBS News report about that horrific tragedy with this. Her name's Marsha Roosh. She put a full name behind it and picture behind it. She was proud of this. She said in response to the tragic accident that killed 20 people in a wedding limo, quote, "Please let it have been that senator and his daughter that was getting married. Please, please, please be such perfect karma." Obviously in reference to the senator whose vote was not required eventually for the Kavanaugh confirmation, but who had to go to his daughter's wedding, openly calling again, or wishing that he'd been involved along with his entire family in that fatal accident. This is the new left. And the difference, as I've mentioned many times, is when the right has its fringe violent radicals, we call them out, we distance ourselves from them. The left's violent fringe radicals are now being embraced, normalized into their generic body politic, and it's absolutely chilling. We'll be back. This is the Fourth Hour Live Info.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, you remember the uncovered videotape of the Google meeting after the election, where they basically had a group therapy session, were all whining about the horrific events that had just happened, and basically promising to abuse their own algorithm to ensure that conservative content was buried and that President Trump could never happen again, basically. Well, from what I'm told on the grapevine, Breitbart is about to drop a massive new censorship story on Google. Of course, it was Breitbart and Alan Bakari that got that exclusive leaked videotape out of Google last month, I believe it was an absolutely huge story. They've got another bombshell about to drop, and they delayed it a little bit because of the Nikki Haley information and some other big stories that are coming out. They don't want it to be overshadowed. But it basically has to do with Google being caught admitting that they're gaming their own algorithms, they're gaming their own YouTube censorship tools, which, of course, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas got some of the Google engineers, YouTube engineers, to admit to, I think it was last year in that big expose. But basically, they've been caught deliberately targeting certain channels for censorship on YouTube, something that people had suspected all along. There was an extremely popular YouTuber called Leafy Is Here, who used to do commentary, used to bash feminist social justice warriors. His channel absolutely exploded. I mean, a lot of his content was quite sophomoric, obviously. It was aimed at, you know, late teenagers, but YouTube did not want him to represent them as a brand because his channel was absolutely exploding at the time. So a lot of people suspect that they did deliberately bury and censor his channel and prevent it from coming up in recommended on YouTube, which is how you get the views, basically. So this Breitbart bombshell is about to drop. Obviously, YouTube completely deleted the Alex Jones channel back on August the 6th. Now it appears that they could even have targeted Logan Paul, who is absolutely world famous almost at this point, probably for many of the wrong reasons, but they don't want someone like Logan Paul to represent them as a brand. They want to increasingly more move towards a Netflix corporate establishment model, taking the U out of YouTube, basically. And there's talk that they directly mentioned Logan Paul and they directly targeted Logan Paul for censorship. After, I presume it would have been after his, you know, dead body in the Japanese suicide forest controversy. But if they've got what they promised to have uncovered, which is basically Google caught admitting that they deliberately censor people on their own YouTube platform, then again, that is going to be a massive story. And it would completely disprove the notion that they're an impartial, neutral actor, given how much power they've collected, given the fact that Google is basically now a monopoly. So that story is likely to drop on Breitbart here in the next few hours, so look out for that. It's going to be a big, big news story. But before the break, we were talking about Hillary Clinton and civility. Hillary Clinton, civility can start again if Democrats win House and or Senate. Basically, in an interview with CNN, Hillary Clinton said that civility will only begin again after the Democrats get back into power. So it's perfectly fine to have no civility. Of course, the point that I made, the incivility is all being meted out by the left, or at least 95% of it. You've seen the Breitbart article, which we featured before the break. Rap sheet, 583 acts of media-approved violence and harassment against Trump supporters. Literally, this article must be about 30 pages long by now, stretching back I believe it's to the beginning or just after the election, actually just before the election in 2016, Trump supporters harassed, beaten, abused, doxed, threatened, assaulted. They've literally listed every single example, and this article continues to be updated to the present day, to the point where there have been about 10 or 12, I believe, major incidents just in the past week alone of leftist Antifa attacking Trump supporters. And, of course, we had the Rosemount educator on leave after tweeting "Kill Kavanaugh." We had another story up at Infowars.com. Boo-hoo, little baby, leftist editor mocks shooting victims' call for civility. So, of course, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise called for civility in politics. This was the guy who was nearly killed by a far-left Bernie Sanders supporter at a Republican baseball practice last year. He called for more civility. And the response from Raw Story's senior editor, Raw Story being another hysterical far-left publication, was to mock his call for civility, saying, "Boo-hoo, little baby." So literally mocking the victim of an attempted political massacre while he calls for more civility in politics. This is the new left. We had the other example I talked about. CBS News reporting on the tragic deaths of 20 people in that wedding party limo that crashed on Sunday. Marsha Roush responding to it by saying, "Please let it have been that senator and his daughter," referring to the senator, the Republican senator, who skipped the Kavanaugh vote, although his vote was later cancelled out, to go to his daughter's wedding, openly calling for him to die. I talked about Thomas L. McCurdy, who has a Twitter account. Basically, every other tweet is calling for a new Republican baseball practice massacre, and him weirdly obsessing about being a sniper. Seriously, the FBI, Secret Service, whoever, needs to look into this guy. His account has been up for God knows how long. Since October 1st, there have been several basically outright death threats, or at least encouraging the violent assassination of Republicans. Twitter's done absolutely nothing about it, but Alex Jones was banned for being mean to a CNN reporter. So there's your civility. That's what's happening in terms of the rhetoric, the amping up of this hysteria. Meanwhile, they always blame Trump, saying he's the one causing division, when they're the ones amping up the hysteria, contriving this moral panic that there are Nazis running around everywhere and that they're somehow saving Western civilization from the Fourth Reich. It's absolutely hysterical. It's a contrived moral panic, and the rhetoric is only getting more and more unhinged. It's absolutely incredible. But now we're going to talk about this, which is happening in Toronto right now. Headline: Toronto migrants housed in hotels slaughtered goats in public bathrooms. That is the extraordinary claim being made by one of the guests who stayed there. Now, this is in East Toronto. It's the Radisson in East Toronto. And this has been going on for a few months now. And you can tell that by going to the official TripAdvisor page for this hotel. I think I got back to about March, at the beginning of the year, reading all these reviews about this hotel. After it accepted hundreds of, quote, refugees to stay there for free. Of course, it's being paid for by the government. The government in Toronto has already forked out $64.5 million on housing migrants in Toronto over the last 11 months alone. Absolutely incredible. They've got 18 to 20, mostly Nigerian refugees. I don't believe Nigeria's at war, but they just call them refugees anyway, arriving in Toronto every single day. The migrant shelters are full. They've got nowhere to house them. So they're having to pay for entire hotels. And after the break, we're going to get into the consequences of what happens when you house refugees in hotels alongside tourists and business people. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be...
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at Infowarsstore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before I get back into this news, I want to tell you about the massive 50% off super sale. We're combining Christmas, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday all into one. 50% off all InfoWars Life products, free shipping store-wide, plus other incredible specials. We're talking about BrainForce Plus, just $19.98. That is half price right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're talking about bodies at 50% off. Again, look at those reviews. 119 reviews, and it's 4.9 out of 5. That is now slashed against the half price at just $29.95. You have the Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste available now at just $7.48 as part of this great special at InfoWarsStore.com, along with a ton of other products. This is the 50% off Super Sale, Christmas, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all rolled into one. Free store-wide shipping, other incredible specials. Please support as they're trying to basically assassinate us financially, as you've seen over the past few weeks and months. This is how we survive and thrive, by you getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com as part of this Super Sale special. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these massive discounts. Now, before the break, I was talking about Toronto, because this is symptomatic of what's happening, not just in Canada, but in Europe as a whole. Headline, Toronto migrants housed in hotel slaughtered goats in public bathrooms. That is the claim being made by one American visitor who stayed at a hotel in Toronto. Now, bear in mind, this isn't the whole story. It gets even worse. So basically, this emerged out of Toronto Sun article. This controversy has been rolling for a while. Toronto's migrant shelters are basically full. They've got nowhere to put these people. Yeah, 18 to 20, mostly Nigerian refugees, even though Nigeria is not at war, arriving in the city every day. So now the government, and this happened in Berlin as well, it's happened in several different German cities as well as French cities, where the government is having to pay to rent out hotels at cheap rates. So the hotel loses out financially as well. They spent $64.5 million on these hotels for these migrants, most of them illegal, by the way, in the last 11 months alone. A total of 1,700 illegal migrants slash refugees slash asylum seekers are being housed in Toronto hotels, including 577 housed at the Radisson Toronto East Hotel, which has 146 rooms devoted to these migrants. So they've got 577 migrants living in 146 rooms in this hotel in East Toronto. And it's been turned into a complete hellhole. Well, what do you know? And you can see this yourself by going on the TripAdvisor page for the hotel, which has been inundated in the past few weeks with scathing reviews of the hotel, calling it, quote, a zoo, filthy, noisy, and dangerous, with the lobby full of loitering refugees and halls containing graffiti and garbage. Now, the hotel, in all its infinite wisdom, decided not to tell the paying customers that they were staying in a hotel, 61% of which is occupied by illegal immigrants. And you can go and read the reviews of people, some of whom thought this hotel was pretty decent, because I think before they turned it into a migrant hotel, you know, it was a pretty decent Radisson, it was a pretty decent hotel. So these poor tourists and business travellers turned up to this hotel, expecting a nice hotel, and it was absolutely horrific. Some of the reviews, I mean, you've just got to read them for yourself. On Tuesday, one visitor from Virginia, calling the three-star hotel a disgrace, claimed that animal services needed to be called on the second night he was there because, quote, some goats were being slaughtered in the public bathrooms. Yes, really. The visitor said gunfire was also heard outside the hotel that same night. But, you know, Justin Trudeau says diversity is our strength, so I guess that's a strength, right? Now, you can see these TripAdvisor posts in the article. I tweeted out some of them. Here's one. Quote, my daughter kept getting harassed by full-grown men slash refugees. Do not bring your kids or wife. Here's another one. The staff should have told us it was a refugee camp. Here's another one. I've stayed at this hotel on and off for over 16 years. It used to be a great hotel. All that has changed since it became a refugee holding center. Like, you pay a week, you pay good money to stay in this hotel. You're visiting Toronto. Why you would want to do that, I don't know. But you're visiting Toronto, basically the Canadian San Francisco. And you find you're basically staying in a migrant camp. And the hotel didn't inform any of the paying guests. Because, of course, if they did, none of them would have turned up. Even though many of them will probably, you know, get on Twitter and virtue signal about how open borders promoting they are, about how much they love refugees. Here's another visitor who stayed there. He said, quote, my female colleagues were followed to their room by a group of men saying vulgar and sexual things. If you want to visit a third world country without leaving Toronto, stay here. And I read about 25 of these reviews last night on TripAdvisor. And it was basically, oh, we can't even use the elevator because the refugees threaten us. You know, they're rude. They rush in before us. There are kids running around the hallway the entire time, pressing the button on the elevators repeatedly. So the elevators are broken down. There's garbage everywhere. There's feces. There's women and young girls getting sexually harassed everywhere. There's gunfire. And even according to this one visitor, the sacrifice of goats in public bathrooms. Now think of that. This is what's happening in one hotel in Toronto. Isn't this symptomatic of what happens? We've literally got presidents and prime ministers like Macron openly saying they want Europe to become Eurabia, that they want at least tens of millions more predominantly African migrants to move into Europe. You know what happens when millions of Africans come to Europe? Europe becomes Africa. And if these hotels are any example, then we should pay heed. Now, what do you think TripAdvisor did? Continuing with the article, other reviews are replete with people complaining about rude and loud refugees loitering outside the building and making them feel unsafe, with bitter objections about why the hotel is still being advertised for tourists and business travellers. So what do you think TripAdvisor did after this hotel was getting bombarded with negative reviews because they lied to their customers and didn't tell them they were staying in a hotel full of migrants? Now, what should have happened was that TripAdvisor withdrew the hotel page from their website altogether because the hotel was lying to their customers. But what did they do instead? As a sacrifice to the politically correct gods, they suspended new reviews of the hotel. So anyone staying there, you know, bitterly complaining about the fact that they were promised a nice hotel and turned up and were basically staying in a migrant camp, those people aren't allowed to post reviews for the hotel anymore because it would tip off other people as to what's happened. TripAdvisor said, quote, due to a recent event that has attracted media attention and has caused an influx of review submissions that do not describe a first-hand experience, even though they do, that in itself is a lie too, TripAdvisor. We have temporarily suspended publishing new reviews to this listing. So once again, what do they lurch straight towards? Censorship. People telling the truth about the migrant crisis on a microcosm. You know, this is what's happening on a wider stage across the continent, but they're telling the truth about it from first-hand experience, from staying in this hotel there themselves. What does TripAdvisor do? What does a massive online corporation do? Remind you of anyone? They censor the ability of anyone who stayed at that hotel to post reviews. Accurate first-hand experience reviews of what's going on there. And again, this is happening in numerous other cities. This is a microcosm of the refugee crisis. What happens when you invite millions and millions of people in? Well, the same thing is what's happening in this East Toronto hotel when they invited hundreds in and it basically turned into a threatening dump where women were being harassed and people were being abused. We'll be back in the next segment of the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Infowars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Of course, big news today, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has resigned. A lot of Boomer Trump supporters wringing their hands at that news, saying, oh my God, we miss her already. Well, I don't miss her because she was another creature of the deep state. And this is all outlined in an Infowars.com headline, Neocon Nikki Haley resigns, good riddance. But basically, I go through the brief, short history of Nikki Haley in the Trump administration and basically what she stood for, which was the opposite of what Trump voters supported Trump for in the first place. And you can point to many different aspects. Again, she repeatedly favored jihadists in Syria by supporting the destabilization of Bashar al-Assad's secular government. Every time there was a chemical weapons attack, despite the fact that ISIS alone had carried out 50 separate chemical weapons attacks in Syria, she said we need to immediately blame Bashar al-Assad with basically no investigation whatsoever. She even took to, at one point, predicting chemical weapons attacks and saying that they would be blamed on Bashar al-Assad with no investigation whatsoever. Back in June, she insisted that any chemical weapons attack in Idlib would be immediately blamed on Assad, despite the large number of terrorist groups in the area and a track record of ISIS carrying out previous chemical weapons attacks. So again, she wanted us to attack the very people in Syria who are fighting and defeating ISIS, the Syrian Arab Army. A lunatic policy that was endorsed by Hillary Clinton, that was endorsed by Barack Obama, that was not endorsed by President Donald Trump, which is why a lot of people voted for him, because they didn't want America as this domineering interventionist force. They didn't want BS new wars being launched in our name and thousands of US troops coming back in body bags. They didn't want America to become Al-Qaeda's air force. Nikki Haley did. It was a terrible policy. The fact that she was still advocating it after Trump won was absolutely asinine. So that's one good reason why she's gone. She also repeatedly bolstered the fraudulent narrative, which again was invented by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the FBI, basically, from the Steele dossier, which was funded by the Clinton campaign and became the basis of the Mueller investigation, despite the fact that it was totally made up and partisan. It was also the basis for the wiretapping of the Trump campaign, despite the fact that it was, again, all a brainchild of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Nikki Haley bolstered and believed that narrative. She pushed it at every available opportunity that Russia meddled in the 2016 US presidential election. Last year, she said, quote, when a country can come interfere in another country's elections, that is warfare. She was literally trying to make out that this completely phony made-up narrative that Russia meddled in the US election, despite the fact that it was basically a handful of bots that could have been outspent by anyone. And they weren't even pushing Trump for the whole time anyway. You had so-called Russian bots on Facebook pushing Black Lives Matter rhetoric. And they basically had no effect whatsoever. RT, the big bad RT network, which, you know, lies about its audience, had no effect. It was a complete moral panic, fake narrative. And at every step of the way, Nikki Haley was there to bolster it. Then this, earlier this summer, we reported on this when it happened, back in July. She told young conservatives that they needed to stop, quote, owning the libs online, because it doesn't persuade anyone, even though it does, and that's partly why Trump won. And instead, she insisted that they should act like establishment conservative sellout, never Trump losers, like George Will. That was literally her example to try and inspire young conservatives to become active and powerful and influential. No. Trump won because of precisely the opposite of that, because people were getting out there in the culture war and were owning the libs, if you want to call it that. So again, Nikki Haley was the biggest swamp creature left in the Trump administration. She was awful on foreign policy. She had the foreign policy of Hillary Clinton and George W. Bush. She was a neocon. This is what Glenn Greenwald tweeted. Before John Bolton's hiring, Nikki Haley was probably the most pro-war, pro-imperialist, high-ranking Trump official, and therefore the most beloved Trump official by the war-loving US media. Which again, as you will recall, the only time they ever supported Trump vehemently. And they talked about cruise missiles like they were, you know, sex aids or whatever. Glowing rhetoric. Was when he attacked Syria, was when he bombed Syria, which was completely pointless. And again, she was the figurehead for that bombing campaign. Glenn Greenwald continues, she held every conventional foreign policy view that has generated so much destruction. Now, Trump said that basically she wanted to take a break. Whether that's the real reason for her resignation remains to be seen. Jack Posobiec tweeted that she's probably going to become the subject of an ethics investigation about private jet flights. But again, from back to front, this is a woman who does not represent America First, does not represent Trump's true agenda. There was even speculation back a few months ago, in fact last month, that Nikki Haley was the one behind that infamous "I am part of the resistance" New York Times op-ed piece, you remember that? Where it was somebody inside the administration saying, oh my God, it's unlike any other presidency. I'm a resistance member on the inside trying to fight it. Now, a lot of people suggested that that was Nikki Haley. In fact, Michael Caputo, a New York Times op-ed writer, said that it was a she and basically intimated that it could have been Nikki Haley. So she could have been the resistance member on the inside sabotaging Trump. That wasn't confirmed, but again, strong speculation that it could have been her. So no, I'm not wringing my hands in despair over the resignation of Nikki Haley. Let's hope she gets replaced by somebody who actually backs an America First agenda, who actually wants to kill ISIS in Syria instead of arming jihadists and killing the people who are fighting ISIS in Syria. How about that for a change? So basically it's bye-bye, Nikki. You won't be missed. I don't understand the hand-wringing from some of the Trump supporters, especially on Twitter, especially from the usual boomer crowd, about the departure of Nikki Haley. I certainly won't be shedding any tears over it. Moving on to European news, again with the migrant crisis. Conservative journalist, young children threatened with rape and death. Swedish media ignore it. This was Joachim Lamotte, who has been on the front lines of exposing the consequences of the migrant crisis in Syria. In Sweden. Freudian slip. In one weekend, the conservative journalist received over 40 calls threatening him, harassing him, threatening to kill his entire family. You would think that that would make the news, but not in politically correct Sweden. He's basically had to go dark because of this avalanche of threats against his family. Meanwhile, in Austria to ban knives for asylum seekers amidst migrant stabbing surge. Migrants getting quite stabby in Austria, which is why they're set to ban refugees and asylum seekers from owning knives, as figures showed the number of attacks using stabbing and slashing weapons in the country has almost doubled over the past 5 years. So they're going to try and prohibit non-EU migrants from owning bladed weapons, but it says here with the exception of hunting and kitchen knives, so it really doesn't make much sense. That's not going to have much teeth, is it? But the Interior Minister, Herbert Kickl, stated this is why the ban on weapons for asylum seekers or those entitled to asylum will in the future not only include firearms, but all forms of weapons. So they're literally having to ban them from owning bladed weapons because the stabbings are just so out of control. Meanwhile, in Germany, asylum seeker brutally raped child who was teaching him German. A 27-year-old asylum seeker in Buckelberg in Germany admits to forcing a 13-year-old girl to have sex with him. The young girl and migrant met at a local refugee relief centre. The migrant said he wanted to learn the German language, but when he had the chance, his real intentions came to light. He attacked and raped the 13-year-old girl in the room of her friend. Absolutely despicable. And again, go back to that hotel in Toronto. That's literally the culture that we're inviting in right now. Meanwhile, John Oliver, whose videos are debunked basically faster than the speed of light at this point, says it's a baseless conspiracy theory that Soros paid Kavanaugh protesters, even though they're literally on video being paid, even though you can go on the Soros Front Group websites, the Center for Popular Democracy, and see that one of those protesters, the one who confronted Jeff Flake and Maria Arkila, is paid by this George Soros-funded group. So no, it's not a conspiracy theory, John Oliver. It's not been debunked. You've been debunked. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, but sure to stay tuned next. Coming up is War Room. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.